is not in what I hold, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds of love at the cross. My worth is not in skill or name.
Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you might be listening in and joining us in church. Once again, may this time with God be an encouragement to you, mindful that we share it with brothers and sisters in Christ listening in from wherever they may be. For those listening in who don't know me, my name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the senior minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. Welcome. Today we conclude our Bible teaching through the New Testament letter of Philippians. I hope you've enjoyed the sermon series, One in Mind, Love, Spirit and Purpose. What guides you as to how you give financially to support the work of your church, your ministry staff and church expenses? Is it something that comes easy, willingly and planned, or is it something hard? Is it something you rejoice in helping? Well, our mission focus for the month of November has been on Anglicare's Toys and Tucker, and thank you for going online and donating towards food and toys for thousands of vulnerable families who would otherwise go without this Christmas. And the month of November, we've been remembering those who bring chaplaincy support to the members and families of our Defence Force. Helping me in the service today are Stuart and David. Stuart will read the Bible readings for us, and David will lead us in prayer. Kids Church is meeting via Zoom today. I'm sure they're looking forward to learning of God, as I hope their parents are too, sitting in there helping the little ones to listen in. Thank you so much. And thank you to Emily, Anthony, Vitti and Karen and all the team there at Kids Church who have made this recording time for them special. To prepare ourselves, let us hear from the Word of God. From Philippians chapter 4. God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 14. Heavenly Father, this time with you and your people is special. Take our anxious thoughts and let us know your peace, your presence, and your power. May we listen to your word with expectation. Engage in what we pray and say, and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. Let's stand and sing this great hymn together.
Thank you.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. Well, we've come together to meet with God and to take our part in the building of his church. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. Let us acknowledge our failure to serve him as he deserves and return to the Lord with repentance and faith, praying together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God therefore forgives you in Christ Jesus, who shed his blood for us. Amen. Give praise to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Heavenly Father, give us faith to receive your word, understanding to know what it means, and the will to put it into practice. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Our first Bible reading for today is from Philippians, chapter 4, verses 10 to 23. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts, what I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Our second reading for today comes from Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 to 34. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendour, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please stand and let's affirm our faith together. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Amen. Turn with me, will you, in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 23. One of the Bible readings that Stuart read for us this morning. In these final verses, the Apostle Paul returns to the reason for his thankfulness in chapter 1. A financial gift has come to him by way of Epaphroditus from the Christians in Philippi. A financial gift to support his ministry and those with him in Rome. Verse 10. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. And verse 18. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. Their financial gift, their help, was received with rejoicing. It was proof and appreciation to Paul of the church in Philippi's long-term partnership in the gospel of Christ with him. They were in, they were there with him, supporting him, and what he was doing, advancing the gospel. This was foremost in the apostle's mind when he wrote, if we turn back there to chapter 1, verse 3, I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Paul is also in these final verses of his letter reminding those who are financially supported by the church, ministry staff like Paul, like Karen and myself here, to learn to be content in whatever circumstances we may find ourselves in. Verses 12 to 13. To trust God and not stress over where or when the next financial support might come from. For God will give us the strength to be content in plenty or in want. Look there at verses 12 and 13. I have learnt to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learnt the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I have learnt the secret of being content in any and every situation. What is the secret? The secret of contentment is found in the words of Jesus we heard read in our gospel reading. Let me read them to you again. They're wonderful words. No one can serve two masters, Jesus said. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That is so true. Rosemary and I may not have everything we want, but we have everything we need and more. We have been so blessed by God in ministry and by those who have supported us. I'm reminded of verse 37, verse 25. I was young and now I'm old. And yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Thank you. God is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. Those of us who are financially supported by the church, ministry staff like Apostle Paul, like Karen and myself here, learn to be content. Learn to be content in whatever circumstance you may find yourself in. Trust God and not stress over where or when the next financial support might come from. You cannot serve both God and money. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. You are important to God. You will be fed. You will be clothed. Your heavenly Father knows what you need. Get on with advancing the gospel. This reassurance is not just for ministry staff. It also extends to all Christians, ministry staff included. For in these final verses, Paul is also reminding the ministry staff and the rest of the congregation that God uses us, you and me, to contribute towards providing that strength, that encouragement, that help through our giving. All the more if we know the helping is a joy, a reason to rejoice, and not a burden. It is good to share in our brothers and sisters' troubles, Paul says in verse 14. The word he chooses to use is thlipsis, a word that describes troubles, hardships one faces as God's people in the days leading up to the end of one's life, or more likely, the end of time and Christ's return. It's a word that has in mind doing what is really important in matters of meeting another's needs, whatever they may be. Knowing that the Lord is near, you may remember from last week, chapter 4, verse 2. He is there with us. Remember, Jesus is watching, he's there. But also, Jesus is coming back again. To share in our brothers and sisters' troubles is appropriate thinking and behaviour for Christians, God's holy people. It's having the same mindset as that of Christ Jesus. One in mind, love, spirit, and purpose. Looking not to one's own interest, but joyfully to the interests of others. I take it the thlipsis, the trouble Paul has in mind, that he acknowledges is good for them to share in verse 14, is this financial supporting of God's work through the church. By the church. It's good the rest of the church be reminded that we ministry staff do get anxious at times about this. It can be a thlipsis. In bringing it to the Philippian church's attention, Paul does so in a positive way that recognizes and appreciates the concern and care the Philippian Christians have for Paul while in Rome awaiting his trial, whatever his outcome might be. It is obvious to Paul that they want to provide for his needs. More importantly, Paul acknowledges and appreciates that they have understood that they have to take the initiative to provide that support. Doing what is really important in matters of meeting another's needs, whatever they may be. Being anxious about the financial well-being of a church, whether they can pay the bills and support the staff, is an anxiety, a thlipsis, I'm sure you'll agree, is one you don't want your ministry staff to be overwhelmingly concerned about. Christians who prioritise their giving on a regular and sacrificial basis, like the Philippians Christians, I gather, did, is a sign to ministry staff of our appreciation and support for the work of God done by them. We're in, we're saying. We're there with you, supporting you, and what we're doing together. One in mind. Love, spirit, and purpose. Partners together in advancing the gospel of Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us learn the secret of being content in all circumstances. Let us share in the troubles of brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us rejoice in helping, so that to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
My worth is not in what I owe, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds of love at the cross. My worth is not in skill or name, in win or lose, in pride or shame, but in the blood of Christ that flows at the cross. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. Trust in Him, no other. My soul is satisfied in Him alone. As summer flies, we fade and die. Fade youth and beauty will be mine. Eternal cost to us at the cross. I will not boast in wealth or love or human wisdom's fleeting love, but I will boast in
David will come and lead us in our time of prayer. Thank you, David.
Good morning, everyone, and please join with me in a time of prayer. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Glory to you, O Lord Most High. Almighty and majestic God, we know that there is no one who is holy like you. We come before you as your people, humbled and in reverent awe of who you are and that you would want us as your people. Your whole being is holy. Your way is holy. You are right in everything that you do. And we give thanks that because you are holy, we can trust you in a way that we can't trust anyone else. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us together now and ask that you will hear our prayers. Let us pray that we will grow in the love of God and of one another. Father, guide us as you guide creation according to your law of love. May we love one another and come to perfection in the eternal life prepared for us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord our God, as we come to the end of Philippians, we thank you for the blessing this time has been to study your word. We are so thankful that you reveal yourself through the scriptures and have made yourself known in this way. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we live in a comfortable environment where we are well fed and live comparatively with plenty. We thank you for this blessing you have given to us. Please help us to be content in this position, grateful to you for it, and not striving for worldly pleasures and gains, but to be focused on the eternal kingdom that you have prepared and the place you have prepared for us in your new creation. Give us a generous spirit and heart so that we can work together with your people in many places, and by doing so share your gifts in a way that eases our fellow brothers and sisters' troubles. We know that there are many Christians who are unfairly persecuted and actively discriminated against. We know that there are Christian aid agencies like Open Doors and the Barnabas Fund who work to link us in the privileged world with them. Thank you for these agencies and prosper their work. Guide them to be wise in how they use the resources that are available to them so that they can be used to the best effect. Lord, our Shepherd, we thank you that you watch over your sheep wherever they are. Through your Spirit, help us to act on the unity we have as believers together. Amen. Lord Jesus, our Shepherd, we pray for your clergy whom you have called to the ministry of uniform chaplaincy and for those who proclaim your love and compassion where Australian military personnel serve. We thank you for their dedication to serve alongside the men and women of our defence forces and to be your presence in those places. Lord, strengthen their faith as they seek to witness to you in the secular world. Protect them from all dangers and comfort them in the long separations from their families and the familiar things of church. Lord, who bless the peacemakers, bless especially those chaplains serving overseas, helping to bring peace to nations which are struggling to find their identity and place in the world. Father, we also thank you for the work Trevor does in his role as an army chaplain. Thank you for equipping and preparing Trevor for the work he does in supporting other chaplains and the defence staff. Please help him to be a strong witness of your love and saving power for all as he does this work in your kingdom. Lord God, we thank you for all in our defence forces and the chaplains who look to support them. Amen. Lord, our Provider, we thank you for the work Anglicare does in caring for so many in our community. At this time of year, we especially thank you for the work they do in providing Christmas cheer and goodwill through the Toys and Tucker campaign. As this campaign again goes online because of the pandemic, we ask that you will still use it to provide a boost for people across our city. Help us and others to be generous in their giving so that many will benefit from it. Thank you for the people at Anglicare who helped make this happen, and we ask for your blessing on this campaign. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for this parish. We ask that you will be with us as a congregation so that we may conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Help us to stand together firm and to be striving together as one. Help us to be united so that we will value each other and look to each other's interests. Heavenly Father, we also have people who have special needs at this time. Lord, please give them peace and comfort. We also ask that where necessary, please help each person to get whatever treatment may be required. Heavenly Father, we turn to you, trusting that in your mercy, you will provide what is needed. Amen. We bring before you all these prayers of your people, knowing that you love to hear what we have on our hearts and minds. We trust, Lord God, that you will continue to uphold and strengthen each of us this week in our relationship with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, David. Well, at last, we can return to meeting face to face, and it's next Sunday, the 28th of November. It's been a long time in the waiting, and it's without a doubt we're all looking forward to it. During the week, our regular members will receive a letter from me just explaining what to expect on the return. But can I encourage everyone to come early? If you've been listening to our podcasts, our recorded services over the last few months, and would like to join us, this is a time to actually do that. Next Sunday or the Sundays after, come. You will be most welcome. Church meets at 9:30 a.m. St. Andrew's Anglican Church, Abbotsford. It will be a service of the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, where we remember God's great love towards us in Christ Jesus and the love we have towards each other. The services will continue to be recorded and accessible off the website. We will no longer need to Zoom on a Sunday evening. Of course, we'll all be seeing each other face to face from now on. So come along. Today, we've been reminded that it is good to share in our brothers and sisters' troubles, concerns, giving. To learn to be content in all circumstances. God will meet all our needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And God uses us to meet that need. Well, we come to the end of meeting together. Thank you for joining us for church. Join again next week in church. Lord God, we rejoice in your greatness, your power, your patience and your love, your mercy and justice. Enable us by your Spirit to honour you in our thoughts, words and actions, and to serve you in every aspect of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
My worth is not in what I owe, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds of love at the cross. My worth is not in skill or name, in win or lose, in pride or shame, but in the blood of Christ that flowed at the cross. I rejoice in my